Hey everyone, this is podcast number 3 for the TWGN News. This is Black Knight, also known as Kevin, speaking. We have JP.
What's up?
And we have Rich.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? Okay, so we're gonna start.
There we go.
Okay, so we're gonna start the podcast now. First, we're gonna give it to JP. He has some announcements that he wants to talk about. So go ahead.
Okay, so announcements. One of the first things that it's gonna be support on Nintendo. They're doing a charity live stream for 8 hours, November 22nd. So yeah, just try to be there. They're gonna start at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and man, I think it's a good thing. So just try to support them and go and check them out on the live stream or whatever. Another big thing that we have is our new site. We change a lot of things. It's like a complete redesign, and we have a lot of features. And one of the first things that you can notice is that it has a new design overall. Is black and white. To me, it's easy to navigate through it. If you go in the menu at the top, you will see the podcast page where you can just look through our podcast and listen to them. They're gonna have links in the picture. You just click the picture and it's gonna link through the podcast so you can listen to it. Then the chat and the forums are not complete yet, so we're still working on them. The forums is actually working. You can register and, you know, post whatever, just try to build a community here, but it's working perfectly. Just we're trying to do a lot of new features on it, so it's gonna take a while. Then you have the contact us form, which you just got a box where you can put your name and that's gonna go directly to our emails. So if you have any tips, news, feedback, anything, just, you know, hit us up. And about us page, I don't have to talk about that. One big thing that we have now is you can actually read our site in Spanish, and soon we're gonna release the French part. The translation's not as good as, you know, it's not perfect. It's Google, but I mean, it works. So some of the features that we have is, you can actually, if you register in the site, you can actually upload your own avatar, and you can edit any comments that you have in the site. You can actually also rate each positive comment. What else? And we're trying to work something out that will make the forums, chat, and news all work together. Like if you log in a new site and you go to the forums, you're already like logged in the forums too with the same username, the same avatar, and everything the same. And that works with the chat too. What else? There's a couple other things which you should try and figure out by yourself. But overall, we're just trying to, like, you know, make the experience a lot better and, you know, get more people in our community. But oh, and also, if you register now, at the end of each month, it'll give away 500 Wii points. So we're gonna select by random the person that wins the giveaway. So just registering, you will be able to participate in the giveaway. What else? I think that's it for the future. So you can take it from here, Kevin.
I just got one thing to say. Do you guys think Joshua will win one of those 500 Wii points for the registration?
Make some friends, man.
Alright, that's all I want to say. Okay, I guess we'll move on from there. So first, I guess we're going to talk about the disaster probably not coming to America. According to the UK sales chart, Disaster is nowhere in the top 50 games sold. So, ouch. Ouch for everyone who's looking forward to Disaster, which wasn't me. Because, yeah, it's not coming to America, apparently. So, Rich, do you want to say anything about it?
Reggie sucks.
That blows very, very big stuff, if you know what I'm talking about.
I hate Reggie right now.
But if the game is not good, why would you want it?
I just wanna buy it. I don't care.
You can import it. Can you?
It's gotten good reviews. I mean,
Good review.
No. What? Well, from Yetsu, they gave him like 1.9 and 3.8 or something like that. It's between 8 and 9. So that's a good review for me. I mean,
they also gave a couple other good scores. Like I think Lost Odyssey got scored really well on Famitsu, but it didn't play as well as I thought it would. And I think a bunch of other people agreed too that it didn't play as good. It was a traditional RPG, Japanese RPG, but it wasn't as good as, like, you know, Famitsu led it to believe.
Well,
it's one opinion, you know what I mean. But it's just that the production quality is so bad. I don't think anyone. I don't see it make sense, like economic sense, to, you know, spend the time to manufacture discs and sell it here when it didn't even make 50, like, you know, it wasn't even the top 50 sold. So why make it if it's not going to sell?
Well, that's UK, not USA. What I'm thinking is just, like, at least release a, I don't know, with WiiWare, like, at least. I just want to play that game. I don't care. Like, please.
Maybe a demo?
I mean, at least a demo. I just want to play the game. I want to, like, no, I'll buy it anyways too, if it comes to America, which I really doubt it's going to anymore. But it's just, like, I want to play the game. It looks interesting, the theme of the game.
You want to kill that bear.
Bear must die.
Exactly.
No, like, personally, what I think, if you know, if there's enough demand for it, I think at least Nintendo America could, like, you know, sell it online, where you would order it, and then maybe it would come maybe a week later. You know what I mean? That way they just sell it, you know, to people who really want it can actually get it. But they don't have to mass produce it like, you know, any other game. That way they kind of, you know, serve both sides of the issue, I think.
I was saying, whatever. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, we'll bitch about it some
more. I guess we'll move on from there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about the NPD sales number. So right now we kicked ass with selling 100,000 units. Please, yeah, that's really good. Second place went to the Nintendo DS with 491K, 360 with 371K, PSP with 193K, PS3 with 190K, and PS2 with 136K. So yeah, Wii sells. There you go. Go ahead, JP.
I just want to say it prints money.
Yeah. We all seen that gif.
Yeah. But I was surprised that it actually sell more than the Xbox 360, the PS3, and the PSP together. That's a lot to say about the momentum.
Probably going to get even higher.
Yes.
In December.
Well, like the 360, again, it's really skewed toward the hardcore gamers. So, and with the Wii, you have a much bigger audience. You got all the casuals, plus some core gamers, plus some new gamers. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I've been selling so well for, like, the what? Like, the last year, 2 years? So, so, you know, what's going to change now unless, I don't know, all of a sudden no games come out, but then Wii Play will still sell like crazy. Wii Fit's doing all right. But I heard Wii Music isn't as good at, like, isn't selling as well as Nintendo hoped. I don't know.
I think it said that it only sell like less than 60,000, and thank God it only sells 60,000, because that will make Miyamoto think about what he's gonna do next and stop trying to, like, make something out of, like, whatever. It doesn't make sense.
It sucks for them that it didn't sell well. I keep seeing commercials for it on TV and everything. But I mean, it isn't appealing to a bunch of people that I talk to. There's like maybe 1 in 10 of people that actually have played it and are liking it.
And like one of the things that I think that like hurt the sales of Wii Music was that it actually released close to World Tour and Rock Band, and that's two games that I think that Wii Music can't compete win.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If they probably would have waited and released in December, probably would have gotten a lot more sales just for the holiday rush. Maybe they'll, like, reduce the price.
Yeah, well, like, I think, I don't know if it was Reggie or someone from Nintendo, but they talked about how they see Wii music kind of not being as big of a seller, but will continuously sell, you know, 60,000 units and eventually, you know, end up being pretty well. Sort of like, you know, Zach and Wiki and Bloom Blocks, how they kind of didn't have big sales numbers, but they kept selling, like, the same number for a couple of weeks and, you know, turned out all right for those titles at least.
Yeah, it's like Wii Fit. It's still selling, like, 1,000. I think it's third place, something around that. And, I mean, it has been months since it was released and it's still selling good. And, you know, but I doubt it. I don't think Wii Music is going to be like that.
I'm
going to
fit too and get Sean, like, snowboarding for Christmas.
You want to
get fit?
What?
Oh, yes. Wii Fit.
Go to the gym.
Go outside and walk around the blocks.
But one thing I want to add about Wii Music, I think, you know, I kind of have a change of heart on Wii Music. I think, you know, I know it's not that greatest title. It doesn't play as well, but I think with the goal, I think what Miyamoto was kind of going for is creating the feeling that you're playing the instrument as opposed to actually playing the instrument, you know what I mean?
That's enough talk about Wii Music. I mean, nobody cares about it.
So. I want to stick up for it, you know.
Okay, you do it.
All right,
Yeah, that was awesome.
Okay, because we'll move on to the new Nintendo channel update for the, apparently it's a new browser update. I'm not sure about that, so JP, why don't you talk about that a bit?
Well, that everybody in Nintendo, I think, is the one that actually got an update. It says that it provides a behind-the-scenes enhancement to the Nintendo channel, which, to me, that means nothing. They didn't add anything important at all. However, the thing about the browser, though, we're getting a new update in December. And some of the features, the information that we have had, it looks really nice, really neat. Some of the features that supposedly has, I mean, it has Wii Speak compatibility, and you can see your Wii Mail through the browser. And let me see, you can have like 6 tabs. And if you pay for the first one, you don't have to pay for the second one. However, if you got it free, like me, that's going to be 500 Wii points for you, and it's going to come out in December.
I just got one question, though. Is it going to have updated Flash?
What was that?
Updated Flash?
It doesn't say anything about that. I hope. I doubt it, because all the problems with the whatever they had to do, I really doubt they're going to have it, but
I wouldn't mind the Flash update either, but I doubt it's coming, too. Like to play some Pogo games on the Wii, see how that broke out, but probably not going to happen.
So I guess we're moving on then?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we have a quote that from Reggie that Nintendo Wii will focus on user-generated content. If you're in the, and this is a quote by the way, if you're in the entertainment business, any kind of entertainment, this is the game changer. Because no longer is entertainment a one-way street for of content created for audiences that just sit back and absorb it. The era of passive entertainment is waning. Active entertainment is where the action is. So what do you guys think of that? I'll start with you, Rich.
I like games that give me the ability to create my own image, I guess you could say. Just any games that let me make whatever I want. Or just like my own character, my own maps, anything like that is great. I love that kind of aspect of any game. I think more games should have it. I think almost every game should have it. Just maybe create your own, just even if it is create your own character or anything like that. So I totally agree with this.
JP, you want to say anything?
This is the same thing that's Square said. I really like the idea. The only thing that I was thinking about, like, is Nintendo really going to do that? Because I mean, they haven't done that in any of the games they have released.
Well, Brawl, they had that create the stage, but that was very simple and basic. Yeah. But it was alright. It was a good dabble into the user generated contest, and they did it pretty well, I thought. Like, every week they had a new level you can try from someone.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good first step.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. That's true. But yeah.
Don't worry, you can edit.
But I mean, right now I hate Reggie because of Disaster, but I hope that what he's saying is true. Cause I'll be a good.
I don't mean to cut you off there, but my only issue is that it's got to be regulated. And how exactly are they gonna regulate it? I mean, Little Big Planet. I heard a lot of horror stories about Little Big Planet about how you know, people would create these levels, like, you know, pretty intricate levels. Like, one had a God of War theme to it, I think, and others, you know, like, there's one about the second Link game for the NES. And, you know, someone created that level, and all of a sudden, Sony, because, you know, it copyrighted and infringed, like, you know, it infringed certain IPs, they just deleted it. So all that guy's hard work sort of got deleted. And I'm just wondering, I'm hoping, you know, like, you know what I mean? There's a way to do it, but in a way that, you know, it doesn't, you know, discourage people, because, you know, it would suck if you create something for like a couple weeks maybe and then it got deleted out of nowhere.
Yeah, I
didn't see the problems that would snag there, but still, I think they should make more games with that kind of content. Maybe not specifically everything is user generated content, but maybe even if it was just characters or being able to paint your own shirts, whatever, kind of like an Animal Crossing. I think that would be pretty cool, just to have just that minimal level.
But I don't know, like, we know Nintendo is very, 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 you know, secure. Like, if you do something, I think, out of line, you know, like, what's going to happen? Like, what if you, for example, put something, a shirt that said, you know, maybe something, a dirty joke, you know, on it, like, or something that said ass. You know, it may not be, you know, that big of a deal for us, but yeah, you know, they kind of think of the whole, so if something, all of a sudden, you know, someone like, you know, who, like a kid saw it, like a little kid, he might see it and be like, oh, I learned that from my Nintendo Wii, and, you know, a big old, you know, shitstorm would start commencing on the Nintendo. Like, I remember there was a story a while back about someone, the Murder Simulator, because they had one Manhunt game on the Wii, and also it's a Murder Simulator.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So it's like, if someone, you know, create like an ass shirt, you know, is it going to be, you know, user-created content with people who can make anything, all of a sudden it's going to, you know, disrupt our use or something like that. And I don't know if Nintendo's probably going to try to safeguard as best they can, which means a lot more restrictions on user-created content, but isn't the point of user-created content is to have freedom?
Yeah, that is pretty much the whole idea of it.
JP, man, you want to say something?
Not really. Just that Nintendo doesn't like freedom, though. Friend codes, please.
Yeah, no friend codes.
Please.
How would it work, though, with friend codes? Could you only share user-created content with the friends that you have?
Let's just not even think about friend codes right now.
If you look at Blastworks, where you create your stuff, log into a website, and then submit all your stuff you want to share over there, and then they go through it and everything gets uploaded, and if it's deemed dirty, I guess you could say, or out of line, they'll go in and delete it then. But of course there's always going to be that time period of between it getting loaded and it getting deleted for people to see, but it would still show that they're making the effort to regulate
Turns
one, I guess.
Oh, man. But do you think that the Nintendo will kind of make maybe its own Little Big Planet game? Like, you know, it's not exactly that, but something sort of like with the same idea. With Smash Brothers?
I'm pretty sure.
Extend the idea even more, even further?
I'm pretty sure they're going to do that, something around those lines.
It would be pretty cool if they had just, like, totally Nintendo-themed. You're able to create whatever and stuff, but I don't know. I'd love to see it, but I'm not
going to
hold my breath.
Yeah.
All right, so one last question on this, and then I guess we'll move on. It's just, I'm wondering, do you think the statement by Reggie means that there's something on the way that's going to have to do with user-created content? Do you think maybe Reggie's kind of foreshadowing the future for next year, maybe?
Maybe, because like they keep saying, the Mario team and Zelda team sort of work. They don't tell you what it is, but maybe this will be something that they'll be working on.
JP, you want to add anything?
Just remember that E3 is back, so...
You know, it just gave me an idea. Like, can you imagine if, say, Galaxy had, like, a level creator where you can create your own planet with some of the stuff that they had?
That would be awesome.
And kind of explore with it with Mario. I mean, how awesome would that be? Platformer 3. Like, so it is sort of, like, a little bit planet if you think about it. But that would be awesome if you can, you know, use the Mario Galaxy world and just keep creating planets.
Maybe it could be called Little Big Galaxy. Oh, one step up.
Nice.
That'd be sick. All right, I guess we'll move on from there. So next we have Square Enix says no, the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, the Crystal Bears rumor about it being canceled. So what do you guys think? I guess we'll start with JP.
I'm just glad that they didn't cancel the game. I didn't want any.
Well, they didn't say they didn't cancel it. They said they have not mentioned that they've canceled it.
Yeah, well, they actually said, they also said that they don't have any intent, they have every intention to release it, and that the problem that they're having is the firm ship date. But
Project Hammer, anyone? You remember that one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be disappointed again. So I'm glad that they at least are trying to get the game out. I'm really looking forward to it. I just hope they don't cancel it and give me another big disappointment from the Wii, which has have like a couple of canceled games. Disaster. Project Hammer, for me, disaster, because we're not getting it in America.
Bob Ross painting.
they deleted that? That's...
I just remember hearing about the game and then I never heard anything about it ever again.
Yeah, that was back in the revolution.
I wanted to paint some happy little bushes. It's not fair.
Alright, so Rich, man, what do you think about it?
I'm glad that they haven't canceled it or haven't said that they are canceling it yet, because I've been waiting for the Crystal Bears since before the Wii's launch. When we first saw it, like, little montage of the 5-second clip of Final Fantasy.
Also, that trailer about the that, like, I don't know, about a minute or 2-minute trailer, and you saw him kind of flying through the air.
Oh, yeah.
With the goggles.
Don't know if that was a guy or a girl, but...
Well, you can't tell with Square Enix characters. I mean, go on, Titus was one, and Vaughn was another one.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not quite sure. They can go either way.
I'm just saying, in more ways than one.
but my only problem with it is that it seems to me if you don't talk about a game for so long, they're kind of trying to make you forget about it so that when they say it's canceled, no one worries about it. I mean, or either don't worry about it, or that when it does release, it's bad. Like, for
sadness.
Example, like,
excuse me.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that game. Damn.
Like, I remember being hyped up for that for a little bit, because I remember there was a trailer at E3 that someone said that was there, but it was like it wasn't really a gameplay trailer. It was just, you know, a live action trailer to kind of hype up the game. And after that, they like promised each month that the site is coming with screenshots and a trailer, and kind of never happened.
The site is up with
concept
some
art? Is it concept art?
There's a few. They say in-game shots, but no video.
No video. But it's been how many years, too? Like, 2.5? A little while, so... But I think with other... And another game, too, like Quantum Solace, for example, I think everyone's hyped up about it, but they never talked about it until maybe a couple of weeks before release. And then kind of what happened with that was a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
So I hope, you know, it doesn't happen where Crystal Bears is finally announced, you know, and then, you know, maybe a couple months later we get it, and we find out it's not the game we thought it would be. Because it's been like so long, so I don't want to be disappointed, but I'm just, you know, quietly optimistic. I'm hoping that it's you know, just cooking in there, and you know, it's gonna be a great game.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I liked it for the GameCube. That's the last time I played a Crystal Chronicle game, so I'm still hoping that it's coming, and I'm looking forward to Echoes of Time, so I can play with people who only have a DS and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea, though, Echoes of Time. I really like the concept of, you know, playing Wii and DS, basically the same game at, like, the same time. But I never play any Final Fantasy at all. But I'm really looking forward to this one, though. So.
Same here. How about the other one, though? The one that the DS crossover.
Oh, that was the Echoes of Time where you could...
That's what it was called? I wasn't sure what it was called. Yeah.
You can play with people who only have the DS version, and they'll be able to play the same game at the same time. So, it looks pretty
with
cool.
The I same like graphics?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same graphics.
It is. That's the only thing that... shit out of me about that game. The same graphics from the DS are the same in the Wii. That doesn't make sense at all.
I mean, well, I guess because it's easier, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
That makes sort of sense.
Yeah, but that means that I'm not going to buy the game.
I hope they reduce the price. They can make it like a $30 to $40 game.
Well, this game counted, I guess, it's a little bit more, you know, attractive, I guess.
Yeah.
Just my issue is, is it you know, a game that's going to be there just so it makes the wait for Crystal Bears a bit easier? Or is that going to be their answer to Crystal Bears in that game?
Yeah.
Because Crystal Bears is quietly, you know, trying to be forgotten so that, you know, people, so that when they do cancel it, no one will get mad or whatever. I'm hoping that's not the case, but, you know, it could.
Yeah, me too. I don't want it just to be a filler.
That's what I was looking for, filler.
Two good games, not just one half-assed game and one pretty okay game, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, that's why I got scared when they first released. They talked about Echoes of Time. I really thought that was actually that they will, in a couple of weeks after, they will actually say, "Oh, we cancel Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles," but now you're getting Echoes of Time. So that was one thing that actually scares me. And I still think that's what they're gonna do, even though they released this press thing about not actually canceling the game. In the back of my mind, I still have that thought about Echoes of Time being the replacement of Crystal Chronicles.
Crystal Bears make 2009, do you think so?
I don't know.
Yeah.
With Nolan Square, it's pretty much anyone's guess.
If they don't come out, if the games don't come out in 2009, I'm officially calling it dead. Unless they show, like, you know, a trailer or something to know it's alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess
does come out 2009, it'll have the Wii Motion Plus stuff added to it.
Alright, so I guess we'll move on from that. Now we have another point here about you can't buy a Wii Speak used. JP, man, what is that about?
Well, when you buy Wii Speak, they give you a code to download the Wii Speak channel. So whenever you actually, if you use that code, you can only use it once. The only problem is that you can't actually download the channel from the shop channel. You can't do that. It's like a unique code to download the channel. So, I mean, if you buy it used and the person who you bought it from, he already used the code, you can't download the Wii Speak channel. So, that's gay. Nintendo, you're screwing up. Like, seriously. You messed up.
I just got one point to say. Why do they make it harder than it really needs to be? Why can't they just have a Wii Speak channel that you could buy from the shop channel? Why make own code and... they'll make you download like that. Like, why not make it easy? Create a system and a foundation for a reason. Why not use it? Why go this route and kind of make it harder than it really needs to be?
I think it's stupid, too. I mean, why would they make it so you have to buy a new version of the thing to get an actual code to buy something else? I mean, that is just way too hard. Just release the whole thing out there.
You know, I think the issue may be maybe because they're scared of piracy, that someone will just hack the chat channel and then have their own, you know, the Bluetooth headset and somehow, you know what I mean? Hack it so they can just use another Bluetooth headset instead of actually buying the Wii Speak.
Seriously, just, like, even if that's the reason, you make, like, Nintendo's making me sick about piracy and all that crap. Like, seriously, try something else. I mean, their philosophy is to make things easier for the casual gamers. I mean, no casual gamer that buys a Wii Speak used is going to figure out how to get the code or do something about it. They're going to be freaked out. And that's something that's going to hurt Nintendo a lot. I mean, just make it easy for us. Stop being so gay.
So, make it harder for us than it really needs to be.
Yeah.
It seems that they're using piracy as a cop-out for everything.
Yeah, piracy's going to... happen whether they like it or not.
Exactly.
I think they forget that good products will sell no matter what piracy does, and bad products will fail. It doesn't matter about piracy. I mean, look at Gears. Gears got leaked out a week, 2 weeks before the game actually released, and it's still selling like crazy. Yeah, piracy, the reason, like, they use as a cop-up for, like, this is the reason we do it because of piracy and all that crap. You know, it's more prevalent in the music industry than it is, like, you know, the gaming industry. But it's a kind of a tired old excuse that Nintendo keeps using to make things harder than it needs to be.
And plus, what's going to hurt you a couple thousands we speak when your Wii is printing money every freaking half second? Like, seriously, they're getting billions and billions of dollars right now, so...
You know, I think they failed to see that if they're hacking the Wii channel, or hacking the Wii channel, they're still using their Wii, which means they're still going to have to buy software for it regardless.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, the piracy is going to happen no matter what. I've already said that, I know. But, it's already happening. There's a bunch of people who use the homebrew channel. It's already done. There's no way to remove that, I guess you could say. If people aren't going to update their Wii systems, then there's no way to stop them from using it other than going into their house and taking the Wii away from them. I mean, other than that...
I bet the two guys from the Wii commercials will go to your house and, like, take your Wii.
We don't want you to play.
We don't want you to... That's a good one. That's a good idea.
I'm glad they got rid of that commercial. I haven't seen that one in a long
time. Yeah.
So we're gonna move on a bit to the DS about Apple had some words to say. I can't pronounce the guy's name, but JB, can you pronounce the guy's name?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna take a whack at it then. It's called Jaws Walk. Okay. So if anyone wants, he can send us a tip about how to pronounce the guy's name. It's spelled JOSWIAK. So I guess he said that to us, really, it seems this is the future of gameplay. I think he's referring to the Apple products.
Yeah, the
whereas
iPhone.
A lot of these devices, like the Nintendo DS and Sony PSP, are more in the past. So, Rich, man, what do you want to say about that?
If it's more in the past, then why are they copying? It's the same. It's Apple iPods. Yeah, you got the telephone and stuff, but if you're going to say that the PSP and the DS are in the past, and why are you making games for the iPhone? I mean, I know that the iPhone has the telecommunications and the internet. That's cool. That's a good step in the right direction. But if these devices are in the past, then don't copy them.
Well, one thing is, I just want to clarify the one thing is that actually after that, he said that like something about. The reason why he said that is because of the downloadable content, the app store that the iPhone has to download games, which I found kind of... But the DSi is actually having the same thing, the app store kind of future. And, I mean, I don't know. The DS is selling millions of hours more than the iPhone, so stop.
If I could just add something to what you were talking about how the app store, about how they have the app store, and that's kind of differentiating them from the DS and the PSP. Like the PSP, they have a infrastructure where you can download, you know, certain demos and stuff off the PlayStation Network onto at least your PS3. I'm not sure about the PSP, but I heard, you know, that you could do that. Like, for example, they had the one about the layer where you can actually stream your PS3 content into your PS3 content from layer, the game. Into your PSP and play from there. So, to say that they don't have any kind of infrastructure for downloadable content, it's kind of false. Same thing with the DS. DS had the, you can download demos, I believe.
That's true.
And you also can, you know, have the one person has a cart, and then people can play the same game on multiplayer, as long as one person has a cart. So, they have done some downloadable content in that sense. It's not like, you know, they're, like, not doing anything at all. I just think, you know, you can't. Like, if you're going to sell a product, and, you know, the DS and the PSP are somewhat competitors to the Apple products, that you can't really boast about the Nintendo DS, because they're technically your competitors. You got to, you know, talk trash to them. I think that's what he's doing, pretty much. You know, same thing that what Sony would do to a DS, to the DS, and what, you know, someone like Reggie would say about the PSP. I think it's just, you know, just...
Yeah.
Trash talking for the sake of it.
Trying to get the edge in on the...
My only thing about the Apple... The kind of app like the Apple Touch and the Apple Phone is that it doesn't seem like the jack of all trades, but kind of master of none. I mean, people talk about it's a phone, but they also talk about a lot of restrictions on the Apple phone. Like things about certain apps, they can't run like their own apps on it. It has to be like an Apple approved app for it to run. And like, I'm not saying it's not necessarily the bad thing, but it just seems to me that if there's some sort of thing that limits it. That's why, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of trying to be everything. Sort of like the PS3, how they marketed it at first. It's gonna be your Blu-ray player, it's gonna play your music, it's gonna play games, and then, you know, look how that kind of model, it didn't work too well, and all of a sudden Sony had to kind of reposition the PSP as a gaming machine, and now they're kind of, you know, selling a bit better than they used to.
I agree.
So, World of Goo, which I've gone pretty far in it, is coming to Europe. JP has some interview. So, JP?
Well, it's actually that the World of Goo, we were talking with Wee Man in the last podcast, and he was really mad about the release in Europe that it was going to be a retail thing. So now they announced that it's actually going to be a WiiWare title, and I guess he's going to be really happy about it. And supposedly it's going to release in December. They're going to try and release it for December. One of the announcements that I want to make is that TWG News are going to have an exclusive interview with 2D Boy. It should come this coming week, the interview, so look forward to it. We have a couple of really good questions for them, some funny ones, some serious ones, but, you know, just look forward to the interview. Exclusive.
I just want to talk about the one thing I read about the World of Goo. Apparently there's a 90% piracy on the game. Like 90%
of
people are pirating the game.
Yeah, but they say that it's still selling good. So, because they say there's a little percent, I don't know how much it was. I say that they did the piracy, they got the game, and then afterwards they actually bought the game. But they say that they're still selling good, both WiiWare and PC versions.
Good games will sell.
True that. That's something for Nintendo. Nintendo, you should.
Alright, so I guess we'll move on from there. Talk about the high voltage. You know, we like what they're doing so far, but they announced another game for WiiWare. It's called Base Space. So I guess JP, head up that one.
Rich, you can read it if you want.
Right. Basically, what I'm thinking is it's going to be like a side-scrolling shooter. I'm not positive on this, but you're going to take on the role of Konki or Konkai, something like that, and participate in timed and collection-based missions, about 20 stages, mazes, and obstacles, yada yada. There's going to be a bunch of hazards to watch out for, enemies and asteroids and black holes and stuff like that. It's coming out, or should be coming out, in January of next year for $10.
Or 1,000 Wii points.
You can have up to 3 other friends play in local multiplayer matches, and it's going to be based on whoever is the fastest and most skilled in the navigation abilities. So, I think, I'm hoping to see looking forward to see what's going to be coming out of this. Not too sure of what it is right now.
Yeah, there's something that not that worries me, but makes me wonder about high voltage. Is that they're releasing this huge ass game, The Conduit, and then they have all these WiiWare games, but they don't actually have any other. I mean, they already announced that they're going to do a Conduit 2, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird that they have all these.
I think the WiiWare games, sorry to kind of cut in, but I think the WiiWare games are there just, you know, for, I don't know, like, it probably doesn't cost that much to make these WiiWare games, obviously a lot cheaper to make Conduit, but I think those games are kind of a way to generate some revenue for them to use, like, you know, to finish up the game Conduit and create some equity.
Well,
I mean, they can't just release it, like, you gotta remember, these guys, you know, they're not like an Epic Games where they can take off one release for like a couple of years. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're somewhat, you know, of a B-class team trying to make an A-class game.
Yeah, but they
need money. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay? No, I don't want to.
I think they're using the WiiWare as a way to create some equity to help them, you know, pay some bills and help, and, you know, make sure they have money running. I mean,
but
I'm sure you can give them a bunch of money, but they still got to keep the company afloat.
The only problem with that is that they already have the publisher, Sega, and they have a lot of money. So I don't think they actually need money to actually do the Conduit. The thing is that even though the WiiWare games, those are the games, they have like a really good concept and they look really good. like Animales de la Muerte, that's, to me, it looks really good. It looks like a really good game. And this new WiiWare game that they announced, it sounds like it's going to be a really good game. So, I mean, they're releasing quality WiiWare games and at the same time building a huge first-person shooter for the, I mean, for the Wii, so.
Unlike Ubisoft.
Don't. Why are you gonna mention Ubisoft? Like, seriously, they don't even deserve.
Far Cry 2 was a good game. Why can't they make a good game for Wii? Damn it.
They don't deserve to be mentioned in a Wii podcast, a Nintendo podcast. Seriously. Hey,
you know, we can't discriminate against any developer / publisher. All right, we gotta give everyone an equal, an equal shot.
Screw that. Screw that. I don't care.
We have yet to review.
Hey, come on, man. Rich, you gotta be on me on this one. Ubisoft makes some good games for, like, the PS3 and 360. Come on.
That's true.
Well, look at Prince of Persia. I mean, that looks freaking awesome. Maybe I'll get bored and probably not, but...
With backup controls that work, yeah. That apparently are worse.
But that's...
You guys remember that Prince of Persia game
for the
Wii?
Cross our fingers.
Don't even, like... Please, this is not gonna happen. Like, I don't... That's true. Ubisoft, they make really good games for the PS3 and Xbox 360, but they then bring us like a couple, like two or three pieces of crap each month.
Saving Rabbit, it's a decent game.
Yeah, look at Kingdom Party. Everybody's saying it's an alright game, but I mean, I haven't played it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
The last
Raving Rabbids was. Admittedly, not as great as the first one, but I don't know. I like the rabbits.
But the reason why I'm mad is I just want Red Steel 2.
Haven't they announced that yet?
No, they haven't even. I mean, since like 2 years ago, IGN announced, like they said that they kind of knew that Ubisoft was working on the Red Steel 2, but I haven't actually seen a press release where they actually announced. We're working on Red Steel 2. I mean, please. That's the only thing I really want right now. Other than
my
the funding.
Sorry to cut you off there, but my biggest issue with Ubisoft, but when I play some of the 360 and PS3 games, like Far Cry 2, Brothers in Arms, you know, Assassin's Creed, they have this kind of flair about the game. That, you know, makes it, I don't know, for some reason it makes you, you know, very compelled to play the game. Like, some sort of mystique about it. And I don't see that with a lot of their Wii games. That's like, you know, Raving Rabbids, it's a decent game, but it doesn't have that flair, that, you know, quality to it that makes you really want to compel and play it. I just played it because there's nothing else kind of to play. And, you know, it got decent reviews. But with something like Brother in Arms, Assassin's Creed, and Far Cry 2, there's this mystique about it and quality to it, but for some reason, they don't want to bring that quality over to a Wii game. Which kind of makes me sad because they have the talent to do it.
Anyways, bringing it back to High Voltage.
how did we get from High Voltage to, I mean, Ubisoft?
No,
I think I used Ubisoft. I kind of yelled Ubisoft in the podcast, and then that indie
said that
off, and then ran from there.
Yeah, we always do that in the podcast. Like, we always, like, if someone mentions something, we just, like, go off topic, something. Totally different.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a meandering river kind of talking.
Exactly.
I thought it was an okay discussion, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
we have Rich to bring us back into on point, right?
Thank you, Rich.
Back to on point, right? So continue, Rich.
Anyways.
Last podcast we had, he told us that Animalis de la Muerte, I can never pronounce that right. Is not going to be where it's going to retail because it's so big. There's so much content into it, so.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
They're not all releasing just WiiWare stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that game.
If you look at, all the WiiWare games that they've made so far are looking really great. I think they're just showing off, and like Kevin said, getting up some revenue to just keep funding themselves for the conduit and stuff like that.
I got a question for you, Jay. Sorry to cut you off there, Rich, but I got a question for you, JP. Did you guys already do that 2D Boy interview?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Why?
I would have just said, why didn't you bring our... did you mention the idea we had on the podcast about a 2D RPG?
Oh, no, I didn't mention that.
You bastard. You could have made the money there.
Fuck, I forgot about that one. We can't do anything.
We did ask what genres they were looking to this point.
Failed us yet again, JP. Failed us yet again.
Cause
we don't have to remind you about the, was it 2 weeks ago?
No, that's okay, thank you. It was like a month ago.
Okay, I guess, sorry to bring off topic again, but Rich, continue your point before.
Nobody cares. Hello?
Rich?
What? Sorry, I had my headphones off there for a second.
So Rich, what'd you want to say before I cut you off?
About what?
Forget it, let's just move on.
No, you're talking about the high voltage, and then I mentioned about the 2D boy game. That was the game that we wanted them to make.
Totally forgot, sorry.
Okay, so I guess
we cut
the whole section off.
That's okay, but Kevin, I'm sorry, but you can't just blame me because
you're a leader. You gotta be a leader.
I know, but Rich gave me some questions, and he should remind me of the
thing. I don't remember that. I can't even remember what I said like 5 minutes ago.
Boom! What are you smoking?
Nothing. That's the whole.
What's the problem? Do you still have their contact information?
Yeah, but we
send
can't.
Send it to them right away.
Nah, I can't do that anymore.
Bastard. You just don't want us to get rich, okay? Or get rich quick scheme. You ruined it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Okay, we're beating a dead horse there, so I guess we'll move on. Cool?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, so I guess we're going to talk about the EA Fitness game. We'll let Rich head that one up, because we know how he loves fitness.
EA has announced, EA New Fitness or something like that?
It's like Action Fit or something like that, I don't know.
The Lesser Active. We Fit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Active Fit or something.
The thing about it is it has been endorsed by Oprah's own trainer, so... All you soccer moms out there that are actually listening to this podcast right now. Good news.
None.
So, Hong, do you guys think that because Oprah endorsed the product, you think it's going to sell through the roof?
Yes.
That big of a route? But you got to remember, this is a game. It's not like, you know, one of the, like a book of Oprah.
It's Oprah.
It's a game. I think it's a different medium, I think. Nope. At least a little bit.
I mean, like, everything that Oprah says... Everybody, everything that Oprah's...
She's got the mind in touch, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, does fitness outsell Wii Fit?
I don't know. But you gotta think, for every game of that, the new fitness game, whatever, needs a Wii Fit to be used. So, it's probably see them getting sold right next to each other for a while.
But, let me just give you some details about the game so people will know exactly what's going on in this game. And I actually, it looks a lot better than Wii Fit. Just let me tell you that. And I'm going to, let me just read some of the details. It's supposed to be going to release in March 2009. It's going to be $60. It's going to be a Wii exclusive, of course. Whatever, you can do running, boxing, and more. There are going to be more versions. Supposedly, it's going to be a EA Active Soccer. So, I think the name of the game is EA Active Fit. And they're going to release down the road a EA Active Soccer. That would be cool. The Valence Board, you're not required to use it, but it's supported. In the trailer, they have the Valence Board. It includes peripheral that attaches Wiimote to your body. It's like a little pocket that you put, I think. I saw it in the video. I think that's what it actually is. It will have software updates. That's really good. There's supposedly more peripherals planned for new exercises. It will have packed in a nutrition book. It will have custom 30-day workout. a music player true one-to-one motion. That's supposedly true one-to-one motions. I doubt it.
I think it's alleged until someone gets some hands-on with the game, right?
What was that?
I think it's alleged until someone gets some hands-on on the game. You remember Ubisoft? It's just as good as a one-to-one.
Okay.
Oh, no. We're going back.
Hey, I'm being balanced here, okay? I said some good things, and now I said bad things, okay? I'm keeping it even.
Yeah, but...
You gotta remember the one-to-one motion thing was... Wasn't it said, told, or spoken by the trainer, the Bob Greeny or Green guy? So that's Bob. The trainer, the person who's got his name on the box is saying true one-to-one motion, not the reviewers or people who actually have played the game.
You know what? You should call this podcast the podcast of mispronounced names. That's the third one so far. We were just not a pronounce.
Maybe.
Feeling right there, JP. Like, oh, I like that one too about the pie.
The pie is alive.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. But this is the best feature that the game has, so let me tell you. It has two straps included in the box. And actually, that's really neat. I saw the video of the girl doing the exercise, and you actually put those straps. You hold it with your leg, with your feet, and then you just, like, if you're lifting weights. So it's actually a workout, like, for your muscles, your arms. And that...
Is it resistance?
Yeah, or? yeah. But, I mean, you're getting all this for $60. How much is the Wii Fit? And it doesn't bring even half of the things that this package is going to bring.
I heard, though, that the Wii Fit, like, the difference between Wii Fit and EA Fitness is that the Wii Fit is more of a, like, an Asian philosophy of fitness, while, like, the EA game is more of a North American style. It's more, much more, you know, active participating, while, you know, the Wii Fit game is more, like, you know, philosophy and kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's a different philosophy behind it between the two games.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, but now you know, Rich, don't buy Wii Fit, just wait for EA Active Fit.
I got another question for you, JP, though.
Oh, God, tell me.
How hot was the girl on that video you're talking about?
Hot.
Out of 10. You gotta get some numbers here.
I don't even remember.
So, does that mean like a 3?
Probably.
You don't remember that means she wasn't that good looking, right? I'm just saying.
I don't remember, but I mean, she's Oprah's trainer, so she can't be looking.
So, Bob is a she?
No,
she said she's Oprah's trainer, so Bob's a she?
Oh, no, wait. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I don't care. I don't know.
Okay. Alright, so I guess we'll move on from there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're making me work too much.
That's your job, man. You failed at giving us our chance to make a game. That's everyone's dream.
Too deep, boy.
If you're a gamer.
Too bad, Kevin.
Do you see what you did there?
Who?
What?
You should feel ashamed, JP.
What?
Too deep, boy RPG is down the drain.
No, we really gotta move on. It's like an hour-long podcast. So, we'll move on to Grand Theft Auto China, where it's being pushed back. No surprise here. And it's been kind of, you know, Grand Theft Auto has been pushed back a couple times at least, following the formula of success.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to talk about that game. I mean, so explanatory.
Okay, so I guess we'll move on to the My Sims Kingdom review. Who wrote that review, man?
That was me.
So why don't you talk about it a bit?
I guess there's nothing much to say. Check out the review. It's an alright game. I mean, it's pretty fun. Just, I'm not that big of a Sims fan, and I thought it was okay. The only problem I had was it seems a little bit too easy. It's really aimed for the kids. So if you got a little one around, they'll probably like it. And the problem is that there's some glitches here and there that can potentially end your game, like characters getting snagged and not being able to move or give you new missions. And one person I talked to had spent 3-4 hours trying to fish for one species of fish. And it took her over, I think, 700 tries to get one fish that she needed
Wow.
So that was totally crazy.
Let me just real quick, this is like kind of off topic, but if you guys, the readers, the listeners, if you want to check out the review, you just go to the sidebar on the right side of the site and click on reviews, and then you're gonna have like a page where you can choose from Wii reviews and DS reviews. Just click Wii and then the disc menu thing, and then you will see the review over there. And there's a lot of other reviews that we have, so, you know, just check it out.
I just wanted to say, like, don't you notice that games that have, like, a kiddie art style, why does it always have to be easy? You know what I mean? So, like, I remember being a kid playing on the NES. I mean, some of the games were pretty tough, like, some of the RPGs were tough. But they're also games aimed at kids, and why do kids have to always have, like, the easy games? Like, the game basically plays itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's...
They're kids. It sucks. That's why.
I know, but I, like, remember growing up and playing, like, games like Virtua Fighter and stuff like that.
Earthbound.
Like, if you go back and play those games, they're still challenging, in a sense,
yeah,
right? Maybe not as challenging, but they still provide quite a challenge. But some of these games now are just way too easy.
You can go back and play them and be like, oh my god, I thought this was hard. What's going on here?
Hey, Super Mario World on, you know, after you beat, okay, I guess spoilers if you haven't beaten the game, but, you know, remember if you go to Star World, you know, there's that, I forgot what it's called, those secret levels after?
Yeah.
Those are still pretty tough, and they're pretty tough for me still.
It wasn't
easy, but it was tough, but it wasn't, like, you know, overly difficult, but it wasn't, you know, easy in the sense I could do, like, if it wasn't a cakewalk, but some of these games now are just way too easy.
My Sims Kingdom thing, it's like pretty much everything's laid out for you. It's, you basically go up to a person, they say, oh no, do this for me, and you whip out your wand, and nothing wrong intended there. Just start making stuff, and it's like, you just basically hook up, like, I guess you could say sprinklers or some electronic stuff.
So is it almost like Wii Music where you can't fail at the game, pretty much?
Yeah, you can't, there's no way to fail. It's either you do it or you can't move on.
The only way you fail is not playing the game, right?
Yeah, that's the only way.
Failure is not an option.
Yes. And it's, another thing, it's like, it's really cheesy. I mean, even for like a little kid's game, I guess you'd say, it's totally just, like, corny. I mean, I haven't seen jokes like this since, like, I don't know, like, when I was watching freaking Sesame Street and 5 years old kind of stuff. I mean, it's just stupid. Like, one of the missions you have to do is hook up a guitar in some forest to get the unicorns back. And you're, in order to get the unicorns back, you have to play a rock concert. So, I mean, when did unicorns and rock concerts go together? I totally missed that.
That was before my time.
It's still a fun game. I mean, it's if you like Sims, if you're a big fan of Sims, you probably will be disappointed. But if you're a kid, maybe getting it for a kid or trying to see what the Sims genre is about, it's a nice little outing. It's nothing too fancy, nothing that's going to make you go crazy and wonder what the hell you're going to do next. It's alright. It could have been better, but it's okay how it is right now.
So does it sell more than it did last time? Like the other My Sims game?
I don't know. People that I've talked to say that it's a lot better than the old version. It's more streamlined, more able to play and maybe able to pick up, but I kind of wish it would have stayed a little bit more complicated.
Okay, I guess, do we have any reader questions?
What?
JP woke up from his nap.
I haven't even slept today, like, seriously.
I was playing Gears of War Horde mode from 1 to 50, and yeah, I've only had a couple hours of sleep.
Well, I didn't have any.
I want Gears of War, but I only have a
Same here.
So out of loop.
Okay, so I guess on so getting back on topic, it's not just risk to a game. Is there any reader questions?
What?
He said the exact same thing when he messed up.
Is that a no or a yes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are there any more reader questions?
I mean, people, please. I mean, I have seen the stats for a podcast. I don't know if people just like listen to it for 5 seconds and then they stop. But we have gotten a lot of views, and I mean, just send us questions and feedback and you know stuff.
Like, please, we have the section for a reason. We want to be able to use that section. So exactly. Send us some questions. Well, we can't have the reader question section anymore. We gotta take it off the list.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Just go to our site and go to contact us, and you will actually see. You can just type it. It's easy. You just put your name, your nickname, and your email, and that's it. You just press send. That's it. That's too much.
So I guess that's it.
Yep.
All right. So thanks for listening to our third podcast. Hopefully, you guys again check out the site. Send some comments. You know, questions. And send hate mail to JP about not making our game, you bastard. JP, you want to add anything else, or should we wrap it up?
Please don't do that. Don't listen to Kevin. One other thing is, please, just... So,
we are done. End of podcast.